two meaningful observations. As Ellen White reviewed her first major thrust into the continental fields of the European missions, she made two meaningful observations. First, though she spoke in English and through many translators, her messages were welcomed and received with enthusiasm by her many audiences. In all the meetings in Scandinavia as in Switzerland, my sermons were spoken in English and translated sentence by sentence into the language of the people. Although this was hard work for the speaker, yet the interest of the hearers was sufficient encouragement, it being equal to that of any congregations we have seen in America. On some occasions, some who could not find seats would stand for 1 hour without any sign of weariness. Ibid. If any real prejudice existed against the woman messenger and prophet from America, it did not appear among those who actually heard her speak. They accepted her as an honest woman who believed that she was led by the Lord in her unique ministry. And the Adventists shared this view. Second, not only were her messages received by Seventh-day Adventists as instruction from the Lord, but gratitude and appreciation were often expressed for her efforts. Wherever we went, our people warmly expressed their gratitude for the help which had been sent them and the interest manifested in their behalf by the brethren in America. In the social meetings, nearly all spoke with deep feeling of their sorrow that we could not understand each other's speech. They knew that this barrier was the result of sin, and they looked forward with earnest expectation to the time when there would be nothing to prevent our communion with one another. Ibid.